Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang segue, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Drink Champs Army. You can now buy Drink Champs merch at your local Detail Arch stores. So if you want to wear the latest in Drink Champs gear and don't want to wait for shipping, head over to the nearest DTLR location. Head over now before they run out. Don't forget that for everything Drink Champs related, you can head over to www.drinkchamps.com.
Hey, Hank Sangria, hope you're Savia. It's your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
And right now, we have one of the most notorious groups. Arguably, if it wasn't for them, there might not be a CNN. There definitely wouldn't be a Nori. I was inspired by being grimy from them. They came, they represented Queens, and they represented Brooklyn, too. They represented the BQE, not just Queens. They came, they worked with Run DMC,
Royalty, Hip Hop,
Jam
Royalty.
Master Jay. They worked with Def Jam. They toured the world. They still touring the world. Definitely. Every time I speak to one of them niggas, they in Russia or Dugas or Dusseldorf.
Our Colombian homie was like, they was in Colombia.
Yeah, these motherfuckers is all. One time I'm sitting there having drinks with the nigga. The nigga spoke a whole sentence in Russian. I swear to God. What is it? How you say thank you?
Spasiba.
No problem.
These guys are legends. We started this show to support our legends. They are locally. They are my family personally, and I am glad and proud to introduce and honor tonight the motherfucking legendary Onyx. Make some noise! Now, with that being said, how did you guys even meet Jam Master Jay? How did that happen? Because that's who put you guys on, right?
Yeah, we met Jay. It's the craziest shit how we met Jay.
Oh, let's get to it.
So we at the Greek Fest, you know what I'm saying, in Queens. You ever been to the Greek Fest in Queens?
I'm thinking about the Freak Fest.
No,
okay.
The Greek Fest. Right, cool. This should be at Jones Beach.
We know where you're headed there.
Yeah, you can tell I'm a horny nigga. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is like 89, 90. You know what I'm saying? What record was out? That, Tell me how you want it.
In Vogue.
Oh, shit.
Playing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So check this out. We on a highway going home from Jones Beach, uh-huh. And it's a traffic jam.
Jones Beach.
Mad people, so the cars is moving like 2 miles. They ain't even moving.
But
it's like
party
a party
on the highway.
Everybody got Hot 97 on. Everybody playing.
Uh-huh.
However you want it.
Uh-huh. We Soul to Soul.
Soul to Soul rocking.
Uh-huh.
The whole beach.
Uh-huh.
Every car playing this shit.
Uh-huh.
So we look next to the car next to us is Jam Master J.
It wasn't a car. It was a van.
In the van.
Was it an MPV?
He had the big black ill van with the TV.
The Fantastic?
The Fantastic.
Shit with the TV in there.
The Broken Brazzers type shit.
Yeah. The original Sprinter.
The original Sprinter.
So the niggas is right next to us smoking weed. We like, yo, can we smoke with you?
Right.
Like, yeah, come in the van.
Right.
So we got in the van, start smoking with Jay.
Right.
And we start freestyling.
Wait, did y'all knew that was Jam Master Jay?
Oh, come on. What kind of question is that?
That's Jay right there, you know what I'm saying?
This is fuck the weed.
Yo, this is. But me, I'm thinking.
He was Dolo though. He was by himself.
Nah, he was with his brother.
Oh, okay,
right.
My man's just thinking about weed, but I'm thinking about a record deal. Like my mind is strictly on yo. How can I get on? This is my chance.
Right.
I got this nigga in the traffic jam. He ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere.
You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing was.
I kidnapped Jam Master Jay.
Exactly.
On the highway.
Let's make some noise. Let's make some noise for that.
by any means necessary. So
I wasn't even there though.
Right. Get out of here. It was just you?
He wasn't in the group yet.
Oh wow.
This is me, Sun C and Big DS. Mm. He wasn't in the group yet. We had a single on Profile called "Are We Doing Like This?"
That's Profile Records.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was about to say that was Priority. I was about to say it wasn't Ice Cube on Profile, but that was Priority.
No,
right?
Priority, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
Priority.
Okay. So continue.
Yeah, so Sick wasn't even in the group at the time. He was just somewhere in Brooklyn, probably running with D-Seps or wilding out somewhere.
Low life.
So from that conversation, y'all got it in the, you got in the van, y'all smoked with him, and did you freestyle? How did it become?
Yeah, we
y'all
freestyled
doing
for him. You know what I'm saying? We freestyled and chill. We was there for like at least an hour with him before the traffic started.
In the traffic jam for now?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Smoking with him, chilling. We just vibing with him. We from Queens. He from Queens. It was more than hip hop. Like, it was just like, yo, these little niggas is cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna kick him out my van. So we was just rocking with him. He gave me his number. We just kept calling him. Kept bugging that nigga.
Did you think that was gonna be real? Or you thought that, like, the number he gonna gave you was like,
nah, I knew it was real.
You knew it was real.
He vibed it already.
Jay was a real nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying you knew that off top.
He wouldn't have given you the number.
Jay was a real nigga, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't gonna give you no fake number. That's a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, he, with Run DMC, Jay was the streets for Run DMC. Like, he was the street nigga. He's still in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Ice from.
So, I got ice right here. I got you.
I'm at the secret bucket.
I got the secret bucket.
Got the magic button.
So from there, y'all met, y'all speaking.
Yeah.
And then what was the first, because y'all had to go to the studio session. What was the first studio session like?
Well, Jay just got his label. He just got the JMJ label through Def Jam. So this is like a year later. And he was like, go to the studio. Y'all just keep working. So by the time we was working, putting the demos together for Jay, Jay was on tour with Running Them. So one day, Sun C and Big DS ain't come to the studio.
And when you say Sun C, that's the dark-skinned one.
Suave.
Right? Yes, okay.
One day, they didn't come to the studio.
Okay.
So Trap.
What?
His name was Trap.
No way. I thought I knew everything about Onyx. I'm learning.
It was short for tropical, because I had all the flavors, nigga. You
know
what I'm saying?
You way too tough for a drop.
Yeah, I used to go to school with D-Sep, running wild.
Yo, niggas still run from me. Yo, son, no trap. Once they say that, I know it's some real niggas from back in the day.
But I ain't gonna lie, trap does sound way tougher than tropical.
You
can't go tropical.
I know, but I see a nigga, it's like, yo, what up, my name's Trap. I bag a bitch, what up, baby? My name's Tropical.
You know what I'm saying?
Put a pine tree in your ass.
So, like your name Thunderstorm or something.
So, you guys get a studio session.
Yes.
When is the moment you say, this shit is real?
This is what happened. So, we did like 20 demos like to Jay. Like, he's like, get in the studio, work. So, we put like 20 demos. So, Sun C and Big DS, they come to the studio one day. They was doing the jokes or whatever. Mm-hmm. They can't make it.
Right.
So Stick came to the studio. We did a record called Stick and Move. And we was wilding out with our voices like... and grimy,
it was
just the timing for what we was doing at that time. And that record was nothing like the whole demo we did for Jay. It was just that one record was just standout. So when I sent the records to Jay, he was like, yo, what's this shit? Who is this nigga? I'm like, that's my cousin. He like, yo, that nigga gotta be in the group. I'm like, but it's already three niggas. He was like, yo, if he ain't in the group, there ain't no group. And that's how Stick got in the group.
Let me just
kidnap Jay then.
Because let me just be clear. Y'all changed the sound of music. Like,
at
the end of the day, people were, at that time, I remember being a kid in Queens, and I remember it being about, like, being smooth and being, like, and you guys came, and you guys had fun, but you guys was wild as fuck. And so whose idea was it to be, like, super different than everything else that was going on?
Me, Fredro, and Jay.
And how did that, was it
like
a meeting?
Like, the Stick and Move thing. You say, I want 10 of those.
Different.
So we changed the whole vibe with that one record.
Went to Mad City. Everybody shaved their fucking hairball and adopted the mad face.
But at the time, you had Leaders of the New School. You had Daz FX coming out. It's like, our whole energy was the fucking Destroy Daz FX.
What?
Oh, that was our whole energy. Like when I was he like, beware the boy has the dress dead if they dare. Like, I'm talking about them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because Jay was like, yo.
Just not like on no beef shit, but just like. Creatively.
Yeah, you body.
These niggas is hot. Right, we got to be hot. We got to be more grimier. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it was.
No, they came out the sewer.
Then you got Wu-Tang coming after us, and it was everybody fed off who was before them.
Because it was
that's how hip hop always is.
Wu-Tang, you can't
swear. Until right now, to this day, it's always the next shit from what was already there before. You know what I'm saying?
So it was Daz FX.
Yeah.
It was Onyx, and then Wu-Tang. Correct?
Correct.
Because y'all came out first.
Naughty by Nature came out right before Cypress Hills.
Right on time.
And with Dog and the whole
Cypress Hills came out first.
And what was the first Onyx record to take off?
Throw Your Guns.
Yeah, we used in Miami on the box.
Swaying all day like long. You just don't care.
All day long.
Oh my God. How was that studio session to Throw Your Guns in the Air? I need to hear this.
A lot of drugs.
That record was crazy.
There's a lot of drugs.
And then, so what was the vibe? Like, because what I'm saying is, I mean, honestly, not because y'all my friends, but y'all really changed the face of music. So,
yo, the nigga Sticky was doing his verse, right?
Uh-huh.
So we was doing a verse in 1212 Studio. Remember that studio?
That's not
Queens,
Power Play.
It burned down in Queens.
Oh, nah.
You remember that joint?
I made the Power Play. That's right, the right earliest studio.
This is Southside Queens.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right off God, bro.
So anyway, the studio mad hot. So we doing Throw Your Guns, wilding out on some Superman shit, Superman drugs and all that. So with Sticky doing his verse, shirt off, sweat like a slave in the booth.
Right.
I'm slapped him on his back. Do that shit harder, my nigga. That's real shit. Right?
Yes, I'm asshole. Sweat came off the nigga's back.
Nigga, that's so hard.
Right. But when y'all made the record, did y'all know what it was going to do to the culture? Or this was just like
y'all
another...
Something was going to happen.
We got Jay with us. We knew. We on Def Jam. Like, we here for a reason.
We got the whole block with us. When we went to a show, it was like fucking... No exaggeration. Like, 15 cars filled up. Everybody with their hazard lights on. Blowing the fucking toll booth.
Nah, we knew. We knew. We wasn't in there.
Yeah, Slam wasn't in there.
We wasn't in there not to fuck shit up. That's why the album was called Back the Fuck Up.
Right.
That was the whole vibe of the album. Like, everybody got to back the fuck up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you got Leo Cohen and Russell, like, giving us...
Right.
Russell in the video, spitting in the video.
Like, they like, just go ahead. Like,
Wait up. You can't just say that like that was normal. Hold on. Russell, you had Russell in the video? I don't want to.
Spitting with a fucking feet jacket on. He pulls up in a Rolls Royce with a model bitch driving. He in the back.
And you know what's crazy? Because Run DMC was never actually on Def Jam.
Right. It was on profile.
So that's when I told Jay, yo, we's on profile. He looked at me like.
Because they was on profile.
These niggas is, you know what I mean, already on already. They already has something popping already.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
His label.
Right.
These niggas on my label? Damn, Stu ain't tell me about that.
So how did y'all ever get off profile to get on that?
We just had a single deal.
Oh, it was, okay.
Red Alert ain't play the record, say we was whack and all that. Like, real shit.
What?
Yeah, he was playing the beat and shit. And I played the vocals.
You remember Red Alert was like, I don't like the vocals.
Nah, if Red didn't like your shit, you was not was getting rap. On at
I
that
like,
time.
I don't like your fucking scratch. Mr. Mash.
So now, what era is Slam?
Slam!
I mean, it's the same era.
That's the same album.
93,
yeah.
That album. And that was the second single. Throw Your Guns was the first.
Throw the Guns was your first. Yo, y'all, they gotta be quiet, y'all. Y'all
wasn't
doing it. Y'all wasn't talking about this. Talk over here, y'all. Relax, y'all. Yeah.
What you said?
The Slam. Let me tell you.
I'm only three.
Because let me tell you something. Slam.
Me too.
Let me tell you something. Slam was like the first time I seen, like, cause obviously Walk This Way, I was too kind of young because I'll be 40.
You was 32?
No, Walk This Way, I was like, that was 82. I was born in 77 or something like that.
Right.
Well, I was born in 77.
Yeah, so young boy.
Yeah, I was young.
Young boy.
So but this is like I see. So when I see Walk This Way, that was kind of later on in my life.
Right.
But when But when I see Slam, that was like the first time I seen white people fully embrace hip hop culture. Like I fully seen them come. I don't know what that is. Oh, that's Remy XO. God damn, he's rich. Let's make some noise for Sticky being rich. Yeah. God damn it. God damn it. But for you guys, like, did you know when you made Slam that
you opened up to a whole, crossed over in a way.
You went beyond the hood. Like, the hood fucked with y'all, but now it was like white people was playing Slam.
That was
just
like MTV 24/7.
Yeah.
The Box.
Yeah, I remember the Box. Yeah.
In a way, it was all planned. It was all planned. Because that record took a long time to make. It wasn't just
7 days. Like, God created the heavens and the earth.
Right.
It took us 7 days to create the rhythm in the verse.
The crazy shit is, we ain't even like the beat. Which, you know, Shaskills. He was from Left.
He from Queens.
He from Queens. Mm-hmm. He produced the beat. I ain't like it. I was like, it's too soft. He was like, yo, this is it. I'm like, all right.
Wait, are we talking about boys be boys?
Yeah.
I can't. You didn't like the beat.
Boom, boom.
I'm kind of disappointed.
That
beat is crazy.
That shit,
you didn't like it
because it was.
But this motherfucker, the nigga that made Last Days though.
Nah, not even that. It was just like soft what we was doing. We was doing shit like back the fuck up.
Hard shit.
Bitch ass niggas, I'ma have to pull your skirt up, all that type of shit. And then he coming with the boom.
Nah, I think y'all was just high. I don't think that was too soft. I think that was not soft.
But I mean, he's saying comparison though.
Oh, okay. Like, right to the other records you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
Like Jay had to convince me. Like Jay had to convince me, like, yo, this is it.
Oh, so it was Jam Master Jay.
You know.
Man, do the fucking song. Right, and now let's just touch on Jam Master Jay a little bit.
Oh man,
have you worked at his studio, the other studio, the one that he passed away at?
Nah, never worked.
I never worked there.
That's dangerous for Queens niggas to go to that studio.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I went to the studio after this shit happened. I was just like, it was just like. Ill feeling there, like.
But how sad was that moment for you guys? I'm sorry to get to some serious shit, but you know, this is Drink Champs. We like to touch on everything.
That was like my big brother.
Yeah.
The first time I came to LA was with Jay on some movie shit. Russell Simmons and Quincy Jones was doing a TV show, and I was coming out of Queens to audition for the show and all of that. Met Michael Rapaport. That's the first time I met him. First time I was even on a plane was with Jay.
Right.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow, God bless.
Facts.
Yeah, we gotta, let's everybody, please just stop for a second. Let's give a moment of silence for Jam Master Jay, everybody. God bless Jam Master Jay. Make some noise for him too, goddammit. Let's take us through this time. Your first acting gig was Moesha or no?
Nah, Strap.
Strap.
Yeah.
Come on,
Bamboo,
son.
Nigga.
Come on, son.
Gunrunner.
You playing games right now?
Was that Spike Lee? No, that's Crooklyn.
That was Forrest.
That's Forrest. Okay. So how do you?
Pocket Juice. And just strapped, and it was Menace to Society.
So what happens? You get this call to because we rappers at this time, and you get this call to Hollywood is calling, even though it's in New York.
That was Russell.
Russell hooked it up.
Russell was like, "Yo, go do that. Go audition for that."
Wow.
Niggas been in there.
And Jay was the music supervisor. So our whole album, Back the Fuck Up, was like the soundtrack of shit.
What was your first acting gig?
I acted like I didn't do it and shit. They let me go.
Oh, you done with the ball leaf? Let's make some noise for that. Call that later. Let's make some noise for that goddamn. Now, what was your favorite? Oh, I mean,
Clockers with Spike Lee.
Clockers.
I'm a cop fight for Fred Drum.
So hold on. Let's just. Do you know how much they just lost on us right now? His first movie was Strap. His first movie was Clockers. That is
classic.
Those are both.
He lying. You was his Strap, nigga.
Yeah, but I had a cameo. I was in the fucking lineup.
What movie you had the yellow jacket on?
Sunset Park.
All right. Let me save that then. The yellow jacket.
Yo, and that was me playing ball too, my nigga.
Like for real.
Nice.
No stuff.
So now, when you think about it, how hip hop has transitioned And you guys have right now we're interviewing you in Hollywood, which means that you had to do good to stay in Hollywood, because a lot of people move here and then they move the fuck back. And they realize how. So how hard is it to say, you know what, I want to crack in the Hollywood? Because it's better payment for us. For those that don't know, I'm like, let's speak to the people. It's better payment when it comes to as far as the work. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's a different payment. Mm-hmm. I would say that. I wouldn't say it's better. It's just a different atmosphere, a different surrounding. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's the same hustle. Same fight, different round, you know what I mean?
Right. But explain to an artist that's, you know, rapping right now and they're saying, you know, because that's what most people do. They rap to get to the movies, and then they do the movies to get to whatever.
Or R&B nigga wanna rap, or the rap nigga wanna do R&B.
Exactly.
Or basketball nigga wanna rap. It's all the same.
It's only as hard as you allow it to be.
Do now, it all, fuck it.
Now you did a movie, didn't you do a horror movie? What was it, Wesley Snipes?
No, it's not a horror movie. Wesley Snipes played Blade in the movies, and I was Blade on TV, Spike TV, with Nuance Cinema.
Now, is that different for you, or is that like...
Now, that shit was ill, because, you know, growing up, I was a fucking comic book head.
Oh,
so,
okay.
To beat out Michael J. White and play fucking Blade, ill shit. And I'm the first rapper to ever be a fucking superhero.
Right.
Will Smith played, what's his name,
Yeah, the
Hancock. That was a made up super big girl. And that was after the Blade. You know, first rappers.
You were second,
hands.
Will. Relax. Relax, Will. So now, your first time acting, because it's different. Like, when you doing videos, you'll get a trailer if you're lucky.
Right.
But acting is like standard.
You
like,
get a trailer.
Craft service.
Wardrobe.
So what made y'all say I'ma still do music? Cause I ain't gonna lie, my first movie I was like, I'm done.
Nigga, we sold 2 million records, the first album. Like why like this is what we do. Like we love this is hip hop, nigga. That's the foundation of everything.
That's the foundation, that's the footing right there.
So you stayed. What's your favorite era in hip hop?
Right now.
My favorite era? I would have to agree with him because I'm a fan of all the
niggas right now.
Right.
Nigga, the past, you can't do nothing about that shit.
Nah, that's
my
true.
Favorite era is right now.
What's your favorite new artist?
Me.
Let's make some noise for that.
My new name is Time.
My favorite new artist is these niggas called Dope DOD. They from Netherlands.
Netherlands?
Yeah, these niggas is crazy.
Right, yeah, y'all get a lot of overseas.
We got a joint album with them. They so ill. We just did an album called Shotguns in Hell. Right. So that's going to pop.
And that's
up.
Out right now?
It's coming like in the summer.
In the summertime. Make sure y'all get that Drink Chance motherfucking army.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
So, you guys, on Def Jam, you come out. And then you do a record.
You was on Def Jam too, right?
That's right. Yeah, no, I know. I was bringing it to y'all.
Exactly. Like, he's outside the system, right?
Because y'all looked out for me, because y'all, you know how much I looked out. I looked up to y'all, I still do. And y'all called me for the record.
Yeah. Shut Up That Remix?
That's right.
Yeah. Yo, those remixes
you remember
amazing.
That studio session?
I love it.
Who you was with?
Safe in Iraq.
Sip, you remember who you was with?
Oh, my God.
You was with Perv. Superb. And I had my man Bono Fugo, and they was battling.
That's
and
right.
He was like, yo, these niggas is like their records out, and they was going head-to-head all night.
And that was Raekwon and the people with Superb.
Yeah,
and
Perv
them.
Was on the
That's right. So what made y'all say, because I was the youth at that time, y'all was like the OGs.
Right.
So what made y'all say, let me reach out to this nigga and pun. Because we weren't legends.
No, but you had the hot, you was hot, nigga. It was like, first of all, you a Queens nigga. And then the whole
T-O-Y, nigga.
Like you was a rap star because the whole Iraq and all that.
That's one of the songs I had a DJ play before we go on stage to get me Yeah, yeah, man.
It's real shit. Real shit.
Yeah, I'm at the hotel. I'm tired.
To this day, your boy.
Now I got
to
turn
up. Say your song got them hype.
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear that, man. But yo, you know what? That was like, just in case you guys ain't know, that was like the highlight of my career. Like when I did Grimy Over, it was 100% in salute to you guys. It was in respect to you guys.
I didn't even know that.
I always says that.
I didn't even know that.
You look at old interview. I always said, I just thought that, you know.
I jacked his Grimy jacket, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely did. Definitely in Germany. Was it Germany?
Yeah.
It was Germany.
Yeah.
I had a box.
Oh, shit.
I had two boxes. I had half, and Stinky just put it on. I said, go ahead, nigga. You good.
This is yours?
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Take it. You good.
The shit fit, too.
But you know what the crazy shit is? If it wasn't for y'all,
right,
you know, originating that grimy lifestyle, originally representing that grimy lifestyle,
shifting the ingredient grimy.
Because, you know, you got to realize when I came out at that moment, it was Puff Daddy. I was directly against Puff Daddy, meaning they had the shiny suits, they had the radio records, and I was making.
What's wrong? You ain't know how to dance?
Well, no, I definitely know how to dance.
Was that 96?
That was 96.
Yeah.
It was 97.
CNN 96.
No, CNN 97.
NRE came out in late 98.
Oh no,
we met in 97, early 97.
Well, we were
promoting CNN.
Right, that's what that was like.
That's a long time.
It's kind of late 97, and then going into NRE.
Miami.
Yeah, he came through my store, freestyle.
And then he moved down here. That scene in Miami. He's like, "Yo, I live out here."
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. Better. I'm done. So now, describe that, because like you know, the fans know why I lived, moved to Miami. Describe. What made y'all choice to relocate to L.A.? Like, make L.A. y'all?
Because we was hustling out here.
Mm.
Hustling with these movies.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Then once you find it, the weather's good, the weed is good, you know what I'm saying? Like, where you going?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You go back home in New York, it'd be freezing in the winter. You'd be like, yo.
Well, I can't.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know what I'm saying? Just the hustle. And just, you know, we've been out here since 96?
Damn. Man, let's make some noise for them getting money since 96.
Yo, son,
I'm
just saying, a lot of New York brothers ain't make it home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot, they stayed out here. I mean, they got left out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Nah. I can't even lie to you.
We been through all of that.
I can't even lie.
All of that. Like,
I've seen so many New York people move here and move back. That's why I know y'all.
Now we move back. You know what I'm saying? When. You know, but
right.
L.A. base,
right? And now, and then working on
world base,
a TV so show. What did you like more, TV or movies?
I like movies.
You like movies?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, explain that for our listeners. And explain that put it like this.
I like whatever the Lord is blessing me with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Mm.
I don't take nothing for granted.
Mm.
The night of.
The night of. That's what it is. The new shit.
Back in the day.
Yeah. The new shit. The night of.
It was nominated for a Golden Globe.
Yeah, the night of. So where was you at when you got the call for that?
I don't fucking know.
Too drunk. Man.
Come on, man.
I'm probably in LA, probably driving.
Right.
You know, it's probably daytime, so yeah, probably sleeping.
Right. Woke up and was like, so that's how do you choose roles? Because you guys don't choose bad roles. So how do you choose
roles? Well, sometimes the role chooses you.
Mm.
Sometimes they say they want you for this part, you know. Mm. Like Ice Cube, when I did Next Fridays, that wasn't in the script.
Right.
And I went up there and met with him. He said, oh shit, he still got that crooked eye? He gonna be Debo's little brother.
That's hard.
I
heard
this shit for some other shit, I think. And then when I left, they called like, yo, tell that nigga.
We want to see his eye.
No.
Let's see his eye.
Let's go deeper into depth with that. That's Friday after that. No, that's next Friday.
Next Friday.
Now, you already understand how much of a classic Friday is, or you just wanted a role, or you knew it?
I think both.
Okay.
That shit popping, but I wasn't wrong. Oh, and he made it especially for me?
Right.
Show me to my trailer.
Right. Now, how is that experience being an East Coast guy, a New York guy?
See, but you listen, listen. It's all earth, man.
Yeah.
But listen,
I travel
the world so much that everything's the fucking same.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. The architecture. Everything's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Except some places have different weather. So different animals migrate, different insects.
Right.
Different color people. But it's all the fucking same.
Right.
Hey, this table is different because this is wood and this one is steel.
Corinthian wood.
The table is a fucking table.
It's a table. That's a motherfucker. Let's make some noise for that. I got that. Let's make some noise for that table being a fucking table. God damn it.
There's a hole in the fucking floor.
You know that's the most.
Not all of them.
Yo, you know what's the most beautiful thing about y'all career is I can see y'all still selling out like 50,000 arenas. Like I be seeing y'all going places like y'all could tour.
Seth,
y'all tour like a wrestler.
Too. What are you talking about?
I know,
about?
But this I'm saying I'm bringing y'all up. It's y'all night tonight.
I'm seeing you at the same
time.
Cole D sound like he stitches.
You know what's crazy? It's so good because I came out in 97. I saw y'all came out 92. Okay. So for me to see, and y'all my OGs, so for me to see y'all still out there, still looking good. Like how does that feel? Because this, you know, there's so many people who got two records and they gone.
Right.
And they gone literally.
Yo, Rob Bass still killing them.
And,
once you get that one, two record, you good.
And I don't even know another Rob Bass record.
Rest in peace, Easy Rob.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know another Rob Bass record. I don't even know who that
was. That's all you need to know.
And that nigga been touring for 95 years.
Yo, who just said what that nigga said?
What you say right now?
I don't know another Rob Bass record.
See, he's showing his age.
So how?
Grimmett.
So how do you feel about the new generation?
Oh man, it is the new generation. I like it. I mean, I don't fuck with it, but I like it. You know what I'm saying? It's hip hop. You know what I'm saying? It's hip hop. I understand it.
Right.
I was young before.
Right.
Like I was just telling you back in the days, we was getting pants. They was 38.
Right.
38 waist.
Right.
How can I wear 38 waist?
You know what I'm saying? Double X Jack Averexes.
Right.
So people looking at us like, what the fuck is wrong with these little niggas? But it was hip hop, and that's the way we was interpreted the game at the time. You know what I'm saying? So everything went kind of tight.
Totally opposite.
But that's their thing.
Right. Did a 180.
Because it's kind of crazy, right? Because when you look at like the Furious Five, and you look at like the beginning, like how they was dressing with leather and all that, it's kind of like that era now, kind of, right? Yeah. Because when you see like, I see like people that they wear like things with no shirt on, and it's just like they got tattoos and bad earrings.
But look at Michael Jackson though, his era was feminine. His whole shit was Hollywood, but it was cool. It was hood.
You ever met Michael Jackson?
Never.
You ever met Mike?
I used to date his cousin.
But did you meet Michael Jackson?
I met the mothers. I met his creator.
See, I'm the lawyer.
I met Janet.
He had a formal date.
Nigga,
I met Janet.
Hold on. Let's break down the cousin scenario.
We're
the cousin, brother.
She's officially Jackson. She had the last name.
Billie Jean is not Chanel.
It's not Chanel. So, tell us your Janet encounter. How did you meet Janet Jackson?
Oh man, we was in a club.
Penny's
man, her dancers was hating crazy.
On you?
Huh?
On you? They was hating on you?
I mean, she was like showing me love. It's like a while ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't dance. I'm like, well, shit, I'm dance now. And they was like,
it's Janet. I'll dance with Janet.
Okay, man.
He's
like, yo, get this nigga.
Yo, but out here, you meet everybody though.
What?
You meet everybody out here. Sylvester Stallone. You might see walking down with Dio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever been starstruck?
No, but I didn't struck
star. Yeah, of course. When I met Samuel Jackson, I was like, yo.
I heard he's a real nigga, too. I heard he smoked.
That's his people.
And he talk shit and all that. I heard he like a real street nigga. Like,
that's my nigga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You notice he said that's his nigga. Let's make some noise. Did you say that's my man? They got a joint together.
They got a song together.
What? He rapping?
Yeah, he's singing the chorus.
Get the fuck out of here. Now, that's the thing about Sticky that a lot of people don't know. You got a white artist. Tell us, let's break down that your white artist who can sing. No, that's what I'm saying. It is.
It's borderline.
Because you went.
But when you pointed that out, you got a white artist.
No, because I mean, he got a white Alicia Keys, though. Like, right. Let's big her up. Like, she sang in front of us.
Just G.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and I was blown away because he said, I want you to hear her sing. And I'm looking at that Stick. I'm like,
play guitar, everything.
And she got in front of the hotel and blew it down. Like, I was impressed. But, like,
you had a good time that night, right?
I had a wonderful time. But, like, how, like, you gotta explain how alternative your mind thinks. You know what I'm saying? Like, to these people.
They say think outside the box. I'm like, what box?
Right.
They say, yo, Sticky, man, you wear a lot of hats, man. I'm like, yeah, but they all go in the same head, so.
And you also, I also did a record with Sticky. This nigga directed the video. He was the PA. He was the assistant. He was the director. He was the fucking... He did every fucking thing, yo.
The color corrector.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. I was so impressed that day because I'm sitting back. I'm thinking he gonna have a... You know, I think he gonna have, you know, guys meet me. He came and met me. He came and said, we're going to do it right here. We're going to do it. Like, you really involved with everything. And then you called me the other day. We speaking. And you're editing the fucking video.
Like, I said, what the fuck you still doing away?
I'm like, yeah, what are you doing away?
He told
me. Like, how? Like, you got to explain to these young kids. How does... why is this that so important to you to be involved in every aspect of...
Because nobody can do it like I do it. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Picasso gonna go get some art. You need to do this brush stroke.
He's an artist.
No, he's really
an artist.
Artist.
He's really an artist.
He's the artist.
Major independent.
And did Fredo drink? Did Fredo have a drink?
I had a sip or two.
Did Fredo have
good
a
though.
Drink?
I ain't dry.
Yeah. No, listen, because we know you ain't drinking how long?
Years.
Damn.
Oh, don't start with those, please.
Yeah, I'll drink.
You want to make you cry?
Yeah, you know what it is? Did he drink enough for both of us?
You know what
I'm like, this nigga drinks so much.
You know what the crazy shit is? I never even asked what Fredro wanted to drink because I've been hanging with Fredro for so long. Right. He just look at me and Sticky like, y'all drunk niggas just keep going. And this is the first time in years. You know what?
You ain't gonna say years.
Me and you had a drink on 57th Street. On 57th Street, I remember it.
I have a casual drink here.
A casual drink.
Social drinking.
Casual.
That's under social.
Yeah.
So now, Onyx is on.
Rest in peace to Big DS too.
And X1.
Before we even go further.
X1,
y'all
DJ?
X1 was rocking with us the whole Shut 'Em Down album.
God bless.
You was a part of that album. So yeah. Look,
but Big DS was from day one.
So y'all had two losses.
Three, two.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying besides.
Well original member Big DS, he died. Yeah, he died
from the gate.
And it's a lot of this guy named B Wiz. He was the first producer for Onyx. He produced the album. We do it like this record we had on Profile. And he was my man. We went to high school together. And he died too. Before the shit even popped off.
Damn.
Like on some real street right shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So rest in peace to B Wiz too, because he never gets any acknowledgement. But he was the start of it. He was part of the start of it. You know what I'm saying?
Still that. No publisher.
Now you guys been through the golden era, every era. You guys are actually people who know Tupac and Biggie. I want you to describe your relationship with Tupac.
Pac was ill. I mean, he was cool with everybody. It wasn't like we had a one-on-one relationship.
Oh, word?
You know what I'm saying? It was like when I see him, we was cool. We was casual. It wasn't like we was calling each other. You know what I'm saying? If I see him out, it's always respect.
Always with Biggie 2 days
but he came, before. Yeah, but he came to the Sunset Park premiere. That's the picture everybody saw because he had a song on the soundtrack. So when he came to the premiere, I was like, oh, shit, this nigga's watching me on the screen. know what I'm saying? Like, I would just be, I'm watching a movie at the premiere, I'm like this. And I always would just look back at this nigga. He like this. Like, looking at me, like, you know what I'm saying? Enjoying himself, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow. This nigga, because he didn't have to come through there.
Right.
Came through with the drop Rolls Royce. Shug was there. You know what I mean? It was,
this is in New York or LA?
Nah, it was in LA. Okay. It was Fly.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He came through, smoked the blunt.
And you said and Shug was there.
Shug was there. I got an offer to be on Death Row. All
right.
You know what I mean? But I let him know I was rolling with Jay.
Yeah, I look like
my loyalty was with Jam Master Jay.
Hold on. Hell no, nigga.
I need you to describe this. What did Chuck say? Life bro was off.
Yo, after the movie,
right?
Sunset Park,
right?
Me and Rhea Perlman. All that.
Right.
We was in the parking lot after all that.
And Shug got this bad reputation of like Shug, taking artists at this time, or he doesn't.
This is the they was popping.
Right.
You know what I mean? There wasn't none of that
this
bullshit.
This is Pac come home from jail.
Yeah.
Death Row. Okay.
So yeah, okay.
This is the height. Okay.
So then, you know, he was like, "Yo, man, Pac really admire you.
Right.
I want you to be with, you know, Death Row." I'm like, "Yo, I'm already with Jam Master Jay." He was like, we can work it out. not no crazy shit, right, but just like on some real business shit. Like, we can work it out. I'm like, all right. And then we tried to like do things, but it ain't work out. You know what I'm saying?
And now, is he talking about you or he's talking about Ani?
He was just talking about me.
I'm trying to figure
out. And then they didn't have Death Row East yet with Eric B.
It wasn't even like that. I don't know how serious he was, but it was thrown out there. You know, and this is like, I can't write this shit.
Now, what was y'all relationship with Big? First off, let me ask you, Tupac memory.
We was in Rodney Dangerfield Club in New York.
Wait, tell me.
He walked up.
He said, "You in Rodney Dangerfield Club? That's hard. That's hard." Rodney Dangerfield had a club in New York?
It was like on the east side of shit.
Get the fuck out of here. Where the fuck was I at in life? I was a loser for a long time. I'm just throwing it out there. I didn't know this.
You probably just a little too young.
Yeah, I was just doing it.
Oh, nigga, I was in clubs at 14. Statutory rape.
I don't know where we just went for that. Statutory rape. So you in the Bronx?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
You scared me like
that. I wasn't ready.
I ain't know what that was.
I saw him.
So you ain't gay. You in Rodney Dangerfield Club.
Yeah, he walked up. Said, "Yo, like, get your shit, man. Buy you a drink." I was drinking Henny at the time, too. I remember. But it was Henny and Red Bull or some shit like that. Or maybe it's Henny and Sprite.
Now, what era was this? This was Tupac before Death Row?
You know what? There are no errors. There are no fucking generations.
Right.
It's all right
it's time.
Now.
It's just time.
So I don't fucking know. All the fucking millennial.
Time travel.
Generation. You know, yo, my name is Tyler.
You know, it's time.
Okay, so now, what's a memory you could share of Biggie Smalls?
With me and Big?
Yeah.
Oh, man, a lot. We was in the studio doing that record with him. You know what I'm saying?
You know why back in the days was so much of a better time? I know time.
It's got reminiscent.
But at least,
stuck in the past.
At least we did records in the same fucking studio.
You got a record with Big too?
Nah. He was supposed to be on TNY Remix,
right.
Believe it or not.
We got a record called Flip That Shit. Jesse West was the producer.
Jess.
You remember Jesse West with the boy?
Yes, yo, I'm back again.
That's from Crew, right?
Stop. Rocking on your radio.
Nah, that's before
that was
Crew.
My nigga.
No, I'm saying that's the same dude from Crew. The group Crew.
Jesse West was in Crew?
I think Jesse West produced Crew. I don't think he was
a member. But he was a part of Crew.
He
was I think he even rhymed on it.
Yeah, I think so, but he was rolling with Puff at the time.
Yeah.
They had the record with Super Cat when they was rhyming like Super Cat.
Yes, I'm back again.
When they was rhyming like Onyx, you know what?
No, Puff rhyme like y'all. You alright? He jacked y'all. That's a fact. I remember that.
Come on, son.
I remember that. Puff did jack y'all.
But it was hot though.
Dude, yeah, it was alright.
That was the Dolly My Baby remix, right?
Right.
Dolly My Baby.
Damn, man.
So go ahead. How you met Big?
Jay was like, "Yo." Jay was like, "Yo, this kid named Biggie's in the studio. Puff wants you to go through." I'm like, "Who?" He's like, "Just go to the studio." So we went to the studio. Naughty by Nature was in there. Big was in there. It was ill, man. That's the first time I ever heard his voice.
Yo, hold it over there.
I didn't even know who he was. The first time I heard his voice,
yeah, she was
I think I just looked up to the sky like this. Like, like, oh shit, like.
First time I heard his voice.
Like,
not, I was like, I gotta get him.
Right. No, but not like intimidated, but like, yo, this just sound ill. Like, I was a fan, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was Biggie Smalls, you know what I'm saying? This was that dude, it was the same nigga. All
right. So did you think he was gonna he's gonna blow? Because
I knew it.
You knew it?
I knew it.
From his flow or from
the first time I heard
everything.
The first time I heard the nigga behind the mic. First time he laid this verse, I was like this.
Drink Champs Army. You can now buy Drink Champs merch at your local DTLR stores. So if you want to wear the latest in Drink Champs gear and don't want to wait for shipping, head over to the nearest DTLR location. Head over now before they run out. Don't forget that for everything Drink Champs related, you can head over to www.drinkchamps.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.